USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no break in the trend of rising gas prices. Americans are still paying more at the pump. Since the latest AAA survey shows the national average price for a gallon of gasoline is over $3.13 a gallon. That's 95 cents higher than it was a year ago. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says the search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in his city will go on as long as it takes. Charlie Burkett saying the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Burkett adding that'll be the case until we pull everybody out of that rubble and reunite them with his family. So far, 27 people have died and 118 are still unaccounted for. A stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue outside the White House is once again open to foot traffic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says areas north of Tampa should get ready for landfall once Tropical Storm Elsa hits the state.
We don't anticipate the need for any type of widespread evacuations based on this storm. It's going to be a strong tropical storm.
His remarks came after Tampa was placed under a tropical storm warning as the system approaches Florida. The storm expected to make landfall sometime on Tuesday. Texas is joining 21 states asking the Supreme Court to uphold Hawaiian's Second Amendment rights to bear arms following a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld Hawaii's ban on residents bearing arms outside their homes. The state's filing an amicus brief with the High Court to help resolve a split among the federal circuit courts of appeal after several of the courts ruled against the 2008 District of Columbia v. Heller case, a landmark gun rights ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan continues, a Republican lawmaker is pressing the Biden administration to help those left in Afghanistan.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who worked as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them, and we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Pennsylvania General Assembly could take up changes to laws governing deals proposed by prosecutors after comedian Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction was thrown out. A proposal from Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lisa Baker would require all future non-prosecution agreements to be in writing before they can be enforced. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.